I know something you're going to enjoy, because the first time they held it, I was there and I was absolutely stunned at the cakes I saw. And it's only gotten better each year that they hold it. Coming up on Friday, June 28th, from 5:30 till 7:30, the Sharon Historical Society and Museum brings back, once again, Let Them Eat Cake. It's a live cake auction and cocktail party. On top of that, it's just plain a lot of fun. All right. And joining us today is a member of the Board of the Sharon Historical Society, especially on the fundraising wing of it, Robert Lindgren, who is joining us this morning. Good morning, Robert. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. Thank you for having me.
And once again, I thank you for the early appearance on the show this morning. Yeah, I went to the first one of these, and I was just blown away by the type of cakes that were made. First of all, before we get to the event itself, let's talk a little bit about how important the fundraising is for the Sharon Historical Society. We here are a 501c3 not-for-profit, and we've been around 12 years now. And we have three different legs that make us possible: the advertisers, the underwriters is what we call them, the donors, and grants. I think it's probably very, very tough for the Historical Society to do what you do, maintain your building, add on, and keep doing what you're doing without the addition of private funds from folks.
You're correct, Marshall. It really is. We rely very much on our very loyal community, both people who become members of the Historical Society, and a portion of that obviously goes to help keep the lights on, literally, as well as our sponsors and donors, and then these special events which we have every year. The cake auction we alternate every other year in between the Great Attic Classic, which we held in 2018. And that is really our single largest fundraiser, which raises a lot of money, which makes it possible for us to have our exhibitions and special programs highlighting what makes Sharon such a wonderful town.
And we're speaking with Robert Lindgren about Sharon Historical Society, Let Them Eat Cake. You know, it's funny, when somebody once said to me when they found out that they were going to alternate the Let Them Eat Cake with the Great Attic the tag sale, and somebody said, well, it makes it a lot easier. I don't know. I think when you put on events like you put on at the Sharon Historical Society, it's never easy to raise funds, and you always need a lot of volunteers to raise funds. I just happen to think that this idea of Let Them Eat Cake, and using that phrase and twisting it around and having some fun with it, is just a terrific idea to have some fun and to have some people do some really wild, crazy, great, imaginative things.
You're right, Marshall. It is, a lot of people are creative, and of course, cake baking as a hobby has, I think, probably never been more popular, particularly with the proliferation of so many cooking channel programs, et cetera. And a lot of people really, you go all out. There's a huge variety from cakes that look like you or I could possibly make them if we could follow a recipe, to cakes that just look, unapproachably professional, but are made in someone's local kitchen. So it's fun, and it gives people a chance to sort of polish their skills and hone their skills and share their talents with their friends and neighbors in the community.
And this is all happening, by the way, Friday the 28th from 5:30 till 7:30 at the Sharon Historical Society. It's not just the auction also, because there's hors d'oeuvres, there's an open bar, and then there's the seeing of the cakes, and then, to me, one of the funniest parts is when I was there, was the bidding, because you did get into some incredible bidding wars on these on some of these cakes.
We do. Obviously, they're cakes that just we try to describe them as artfully and as completely as possible. And there are some very creative cakes that come in that are just too tantalizing to resist. And people do definitely go after them, and in the spirit of an auction, bid against each other, and know that, with every bid, they're just contributing more funds to the Historical Society, which is obviously a great asset for us. But it is fun, and obviously with the open bar, which has been generously donated by Kent Wine and Spirits, That obviously helps fuel people's passion and interest
right.
in bidding.
Right.
And it is very lively, as you said. It's a lot of fun. And many of the people who come to the event regularly are people who just accidentally happened upon it a few years ago and had such a good time. And many of them now have become bakers. And it's a great event that really brings the community together.
Now, once again, it's coming up on Friday the 28th from 5:30 to 7:30. Tickets are $45 a person in advance, $55 actually now if you want to buy them because the June 21st deadline has gone by. But you can stop by the Historical Society and you can get them there by phone. You can also do that at 860-364-5688. As well. And I think what you just brought up about Kent Wine and Spirits making it possible for you to have the open bar. You also have some other underwriters which help present this event. I see you have J.P. Gifford, Lambertson Tours, Troutbeck, Elise Harney Real Estate, Gray House Publishing, Hendrix Churchill, Clam Real Estate, of course. Can we plug your studio?
if you like, of course.
Lincoln Grimm Studio.
It's been wonderful because obviously we rely on sponsorship to help not just underwrite the costs, but also that just more money for the Historical Society, and means that with every ticket, every dollar just goes that much further, which is, as you said in your intro, so important now because we're getting less and less funding from the state of Connecticut and from the federal government. So we just really rely on everyone in the community to step up and help us continue to do what we do.
I think what people also, some people might fail to realize, when people move into a town, if there's not such an organized effort like the Sharon Historical Society, where people who come to a town, even before they move here, can go there, but once they're in the town, they can just research back and find out all the interesting things that go on in the town, especially when you have a historical society that's as active as the Sharon Historical Society. I can't make that point enough, how lucky people in Sharon are to have places like the Hotchkiss Library, the Sharon Historical Society, that really present the town as a whole as to what it is now, what it was then, and what it can be in the future.
Indeed. And I think that is so important to keep alive because this community has, a very rich cultural history, and we don't want to lose that. And it's on that we are where we are today, and going forward, we're dependent on sort of understanding where we have been, and that's exactly what the Historical Society helps to do, is maintain that knowledge base.
Well, once again, Friday, June 28th, 5:30 to 7:30, and those, by the way, the 5:30 to 7:30 isn't exact, it's 5:30 till 7:30, 8 o'clock, but it's the Sharon Historical Society, Let Them Eat Cake. Tickets are available at the Historical Society at 860-364-5688. Can people get tickets that night if they show up right at the event?
Yes, they can, Marshall. We will be selling tickets at the door. So for those of you who don't like to plan ahead, you can certainly just dash down there at 5:30, 6 o'clock. We hope to get the auction started sometime between 6 and 6:30. So hopefully people will get there before then so you can view the cakes, read the descriptions of them, and start salivating and get ready to bid.
Robert, thank you so much for taking a few minutes of joining us, and my best to you and the Historical Society. Keep up the great work, and that's this Friday night beginning at 5:30. Robert, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Marshall, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Friday.
Yeah, okay, take care, Robert.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Of course, more information on this can be obtained at sharonhist.org/let-them-eat-cake. So sharonhist.org/let-them-eat-cake. And you'll find out more information on the web.